Hillary Clinton has a plan to lower people's health care costs. She says she wants to allow younger people to buy into the government's Medicare program, which is now limited to those 65 and older. The idea may sound simple, but as NPR's Allison Kojak reports, keeping costs low could be complicated.
Clinton floated the idea of opening up Medicare to people under 65 at a campaign event earlier this week. She was responding to a woman who had complained that her insurance premiums had jumped $500 last year.
If you were able to move people 55 or 50 and up, who are the biggest users of health care, into the Medicare program, they would have to buy in, but they would be buying into such a big program that the costs would be, more distributed.
Clinton hasn't offered a detailed plan, but in a few sentences, she suggested that letting people over 50 buy into Medicare would cut their costs and could also help reduce insurance premiums for younger people. Jacob Hacker says Clinton's idea could slow down healthcare inflation because Medicare is good at controlling spending. He's a professor of public policy at Yale.
While Medicare is often criticized as not being effective enough at cost control, in fact, Medicare has done a better job than private plans over the last generation in restraining healthcare prices.
And he says restraining those prices is crucial to the country's overall budget health.
Dealing with our healthcare cost crisis, and that is a crisis, it's the number one threat to our budget, is going to require putting very significant pressure on the medical industrial complex.
Hacker says a government-run insurance plan, like a Medicare buy-in, could apply that pressure. He championed a different government plan called the public option in the Affordable Care Act debate back in 2010. The idea was to have the government compete with private insurance. But that plan was blocked. As part of her campaign, Clinton has said she supports adding the public option to Obamacare. And Hacker says letting people buy into Medicare could be a first step in that direction.
If you go into the health insurance exchange, you could conceivably choose between a range of private plans and the Medicare program.
The idea may also appeal to Bernie Sanders supporters, who like his proposal to offer a government health plan to everyone, which he calls Medicare for All. That plan has been criticized because of its potential cost, and a new analysis by the Urban Institute says it would add trillions to the deficit. Linda Blumberg is a health policy fellow at the Urban Institute. She says the Clinton Medicare buy-in may not be as simple as it sounds.
What happens when you take the 55 to 64-year-olds and you pool them with people who are older than them, whose average costs tend to be higher than theirs? Are you going to do something to offset potential increase in costs for that population?
Tom Miller, a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, also sees potential unintended consequences. He says doctors and hospitals charge private insurers more to make up for the low payments they get from Medicare. And Clinton's idea would just move more of the cost from one group to another.
That's like saying, let's move this pothole over to another place where you're not driving it, someone else will run into it. You can't hide the problem. You can move it around to a different set of pockets.
Miller says healthcare for people over 50 just costs a lot of money. And he says any plan that lowers costs for one group will likely end up including fewer benefits or being subsidized more heavily by taxpayers. Allison Kojak, NPR News.